Berlin is now home to the fastest-growing Jewish community in Europe, about 80 years after the Holocaust began. A documentary premieres at the Greenwich International Film Festival on Thursday that shows how people living in Berlin deal with Germany's history. WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke to the filmmakers of Germans and Jews about their friendship that inspired the documentary.
Janina Quint says she and Tal Ricanati met about 30 years ago.
I think I was the first German, non-Jewish German she ever met. And that was something for her to understand, and she was curious about me.
Ricanati says befriending Quint changed the way she thought about Germans.
The way I really had perceived Germans till then was really through the lens of the Holocaust. My mother was a survivor. She was born in 1940 in Romania, and it was something very close to me and to my generation.
Ricanati says because of that history, she had preconceived notions about Quint.
But very quickly, you know, we became very close, although I do believe that the theme of this sort of, in a way, common past always remained part of the friendship.
She didn't know that she wanted to make a film about that common past until years later, when she took her family to Germany to visit Holocaust memorials.
I think one of the things that just astounded me was sort of this incredible culture of memory that developed in Germany. I mean, I was incredibly touched. And I thought, you know, most people don't know about this. Most people don't know the process that the Germans have gone through. And it's really an incredibly in-depth process.
She was touched by the memorials installed throughout German towns, especially the Stolpersteine, thousands of engraved brass cobblestones laid into the street where victims of the Nazis lived. Quint says the stones are at residences all over Europe now.
It's amazing. I think it's probably the most powerful memorial because that is also the reminder almost for everyday political life. Look what happens if you become, I don't know, super racist or you exclude a whole part of your society. You know, it's a very powerful reminder.
Quint filmed at these memorials as a way to learn from the past by remaining in the present.
Because the idea is to move this conversation forward in today's life and not go back to show footage of the camps where the images actually, if you really look at them, it's a conversation stopper.
Quint says both Germans and Jews are moving forward. She says Germany wants to be a leader in human rights, and that's attracting everybody from Syrian refugees to Israeli Jews.
That's what we were really surprised. I mean, that there exists anything like this in Germany. Like, even for me growing up in Germany in the 70s, I would have never imagined that any Jewish person would move back to that country.
More Jewish people have been moving to Berlin than any other European city. But Ricanati says only about 200,000 Jews live in Germany today.
Still, the likelihood of meeting a Jew is quite slim. And I think that also creates sort of, in a way, a very awkward relationship between Germans and Jews living in Germany.
She says German friends of hers gave her the idea to introduce her Jewish and German film subjects.
This couple said, you know, we never have the opportunity to meet Jews, ever. And our contact has been incredibly limited. And so then when, you know, we were thinking about how to frame the film, we thought, wow, this would be amazing to bring together a group of Jews and non-Jewish Germans to a dinner party.
She says that rare dinner conversation appears in the film with some of the awkward moments edited out. Ricanati and Quint will premiere Germans and Jews at the Greenwich International Film Festival on Thursday. It's part of the first annual Jewish film series. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
The Greenwich International Film Festival is a WSHU underwriter.